Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Matt Midkiff, Swarthmore baseball head coach. Swarthmore College headed to the Division III College World Series, champions of the Auburn New York Regional. They wrapped things up with a win over Southern Maine last night. And first of all, Coach, congratulations. A perfect regional. You guys were not defeated. You are really living the dream right now.
Yeah, Matt, we really are. Thanks. It's been fantastic. And, you know, the guys played really hard. It was a regional with a lot of really good teams, and we just seemed to play our best when our backs were against the wall and came out on top, so it was awesome.
What was the key in the regional? I mean, you guys have had so much success all season, but it is hard at this point to go through a regional without losing a game. What keyed the success?
Well, our offense was really good, and every time we faced some adversity, the guys responded. You know, we gave up a four spot, we came back with a five spot, and it seems like the bigger the challenge and the bigger the situation, our guys really thrive in that, in those situations. So, you know, it was just like we've done all year, just battle back. Anytime we face resistance, we like to push through that, and then staying in the winner's bracket is huge, so that we could stay on plan with our pitching. Our four starters got a start each, and we're all really good for us. And then we had our bullpen guys rested and ready to go, and that's just huge in a tournament like this.
What does this mean to the program, to the school? I mean, this was only the second time the program had been into the NCAA tournament, and you're in uncharted waters now. What does this mean for everyone involved?
You know, I don't know that I can grasp it yet, except to say that it's something that, like you said, has never been done before, and that this group is really special. And happy for everybody at Swarthmore. I've been getting a lot of contacts from former players from, you know, the 60s, 70s, 80s, all the way up to guys that just recently graduated. And, you know, it's a small school, but there's a lot of pride in being a Swarthmore alum. And I've seen that with our success and people following us, and athletes and non-athletes alike have been really rooting for us. So I think it's a really cool story that a school like ours can make a run on the national level and ultimately, you know, get to the World Series.
For people that aren't familiar, who are some of the kids? And there are a lot of them, because every time you read a write-up, it's a different kid, it seems like, that's stepping up. But who are some of the kids that have really led the way?
I have to start with Cole Beaker. He is our first baseman, three hitter, and he's an RBI machine. He's now, I believe, 20 RBIs over what the previous Swarthmore record for RBIs was, and he's just fantastic. He's I think he's a Division I level player playing for us. We have on the mound Ricky Conti is 12-2, should definitely get All American consideration. Ryan Warm pitched a huge game in the first game for us. He's a left-handed pitcher from Gainesville, Florida. He was fantastic. A.J. Liu got on base 14 of 20 times in this tournament as our leadoff hitter from Plano, Texas. And, you know, he was fantastic. And, you know, Kenji Yoshi from Tokyo is our catcher, and he's a little guy, but he caught every inning of every game in this tournament and just was a wall back there and threw out some runners in big situations. So, but like you said, I could list every player on a roster and tell you how they've impacted the team on and off the field. And we just have a group of guys that are so close and such hardworking guys that believe in themselves, believe in our program, and they just go, you know, they do everything and do what it takes to make it happen. And so, yeah, it's guy after guy, and it's a different guy every night. And, you know, we found a way to get four wins.
Now, the rest of the World Series field is still to be set today, so you don't know opponents and stuff like that, but you know you're headed to Appleton. And what's the message to the group here now that you get a chance to take a breath before you get back in it again for all the marbles this weekend?
Well, the first thing is enjoy what you've accomplished, because they definitely deserve to look back a little bit and see how far we've already come. And then the second thing is, don't change anything. Just keep playing in the moment and playing pitch by pitch. If we do that, we'll be in really good shape no matter who we play. And I think we're playing with house money at this point. We just go out and compete and see what happens.
Matt Midkiff, head coach of the Swarthmore College baseball team. The Garnet headed to the Division III College World Series this weekend after winning their regional this past weekend. Coach, thanks so much for the time. Congratulations and best of luck going forward.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.